What's going on, y'all? It's Manifestation. I'm back with another podcast for y'all. So today I want to talk about my music, because a lot of people don't know that I'm an up-and-coming music artist. I've been writing music since I was like 13-14 years old, just constantly writing and rhyming. It started off when I was younger, and I would used to read Dr. Seuss books and all these different other types of books. And as I would read it, I would be like, man, that's so cool how they can make it rhyme and how they can do this and that and the other. And it's like, I want to do that, you know. I want to be the one to be able to do that. I want to be able to make words that rhyme and people can hear it and be like, oh, I like that, man. That's real catchy. I like it, you know. Just from reading Dr. Seuss and other books that rhymed and flowed together. It got to the point where I used to rap Dr. Seuss books just because I love the way that it sounded, you feel me? I love the way how it sounded. I love the way how the words went together. Like, and it made me want to do my own thing, you know? It made me want to start writing my own music. It made me want to start writing my own stuff. So, I've been writing and writing and writing and writing. So, I've been writing now for, I want to say, like, maybe 10 years. From 15 up until now, I'm 28, so from anywhere from 15 to until now, that's how long that I've been constantly writing and perfecting my craft. And now it's gotten to the point where I'm not going to say my craft is perfected, because there's always room for improvement and there's always room for you to grow and learn more. But I perfected my craft to the point now where, being younger, it used to take me days, sometimes weeks, just to write a song. Sometimes I would get stumped. I would have to stop, come back 4 or 5 days later when I could think of something and finish the song up. Now that I've perfected my craft and I've constantly been writing and I've continued to write for so long and so many years, now I've swindled and cut that time down to maybe 45 minutes to an hour. And it really technically just depends on if I'm going to put a hook with the song or if I'm going to put a verse with the song. If it's just going to be a verse and a freestyle, then it usually takes me like maybe 25-35 minutes, sometimes 40 at the most, just because, you know, I stop, go back over it, make sure everything's right, make sure I'm steady on beat and etc. You know, nothing big. But I'm saying all that to say this. So I went to the studio Sunday. I did a remix to one of my favorite Idol songs, Tupac Amar Shakur. I did a remix to his song California Love, and I posted it on YouTube. I posted it on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. And when I posted it on, and I sent it in Facebook Messenger also. So I sent it in Facebook Messenger, and when I sent it in Facebook Messenger, put it on Facebook, I mean, immediately, family members who I didn't really think would give me positive feedback, you know, I wasn't expecting as much positive feedback as I got. I was more so just expecting, like, you know, okay, damn, that's pretty nice, I like that, okay, you know, yeah, that sounds great, I'm expecting stuff like that. I'm hearing stuff from my family, like, oh my, on me, man, it's riding on everything, I love it, oh, I want to hear more, oh man, you did this shit, man, I'm so proud of you. And it made me cry last night. And it made me cry just for the simple reason to put that out there and to let people hear how gifted and talented I am. First off, I'm gonna say this, you know how motherfucking gifted and talented you gotta be to actually do a song to California Love? You know how gifted and talented you gotta be to actually do a song to a Tupac beat and execute that mother flawlessly like I did? Like, that's what everybody was telling me. They was like, you executed it flawlessly. Like, you did that shit. Like, your verse makes sense. I can hear what you're saying. Everything you saying, it's like, I feel it. I know. I hear what you're saying. You making sense. It's not just any nonsense. You actually making sense. You speaking to the people. And I like that shit. So, that right there, it made me feel great, man. It really made me feel great. It really did. I can't even lie to you, bro. I can't. It made me feel on top of the world yesterday. Another thing that made me feel on top of the world, another thing that made me feel on top of the world was the fact that to all the people that I used to talk to, I would be like, man, I want to do this. I'm gonna do that, man. I'm gonna record this song. I'm gonna do that song. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do the other. A lot of people would be like, okay, I hear you. And that would kind of be it. You know, it was never, man, you can do that shit. Yeah, let me hear it. I know you can do it. From a lot of people, it wasn't a lot of positive feedback. It was kind of in one ear and out the other ear. Like, yeah, whatever, motherfucker. So, you know, I'd never let that get me down. I strive for that. I love for that. I love when you doubt me. I love when you tell me that I can't do something. I love when you look me in my eyes and you doubt me and tell me, I believe you, but I don't believe you. Show me. I love when you do that. And when I recorded the California Love to that, when I recorded to a song to California Love, all of the people that doubted me, they heard it, and they were mainly speechless. You feel me? They were speechless. They couldn't really say anything, because what is it can you say? I've told you and I've told you and I've told you. You never wanted to listen to me. You didn't even believe in me. Now you're looking at it, you know, like, damn, he was telling the truth. he was telling the truth. He actually can write. Like, he's amazing. So, yeah, man, I was just on top of my high horse yesterday, man. And like I said, if you want to look up the song, please go check it out on YouTube, man. Please go check it out on YouTube. Just type in ABS Taking Over, and it will have, you'll see the music video. It's my face. I'm making a ugly fucking facial expression. I don't know why that video caught me. I don't know why when I uploaded it, it was, my facial expression was that, in that position. But, you know, but please go check it out. Let me know what y'all think. Another thing. Sorry, man. My allergies is cold over here in Alabama, man. But another thing is, while I'm at work, I have the tendency to write a whole lot. If I'm at work and I start feeling it, or if I'm at work and, you know, it just, I get into that mode where I think of something and I have to write it, I write at work. I say 60% of the songs that I've recorded, excuse me, y'all, I'm so sorry. 60% of the songs that I've recorded and wrote, I wrote them while I was at work. I wrote them while I was at my job. If it comes to me, I don't care where I'm at. I can be at the park. I can be in church. I can be at work. I can be at the house chilling. I could be somewhere, you know, I could be on vacation. I could be on the beach. If it comes to me right then and there, I don't care if I have my phone, a pencil, paper, I don't care what it is. I'm gonna take some out and I'm gonna write it down, just for the simple fact that once it comes to my mind, I have to get it out. I have to get it on paper, because once that spark gets automatically lit out of nowhere, I have to keep that fire burning. That's how I make a lot of my songs. And so I saw a video today. Needless to say, I've been doing this for years. I've been doing this since I actually, you know, started working. So my second, third job, I've always been doing this for years. From 2012 up until now, I've always done this. And I'm not lying to you. This is something I've always done. Today I seen a video on YouTube. Tupac was giving an interview, I want to say on Venice Beach. He was talking to this cute white lady. They just walking on the beach. He's smoking. He's telling her about his success, how it was growing up poor, how many jobs he worked, this, that, and the other. And so as I'm listening to it, he said something. It was like my eyes got big. I was like, oh, my God. Because I always kid with people and be like, man, I'm going to be the next Tupac. I'm going to be the next Tupac, you know. And they like, and when I tell people that, you know, they look at me and be like, I believe you. Do that shit, bro. You got it in you. And when I say I'm going to be the next Tupac, I don't mean that as in I'm going to take his place. I don't mean that as in I'm going to, you know, I don't mean that as in people going to be like, oh, damn, you know, that's the next Pac. Because I would never be the next Tupac. I would never sound like Tupac. I would never be able to fill the shoes of Tupac. But I will put it like this. Pac would be like Batman, I would be like Nightwing. I would follow in his footsteps, and they would be able to relate me to Tupac. They would be able to say, yeah, you know, I can see that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to take over. I'm not trying to say that I'm going to be just like him, but it's going to get to the point where it's going to be a lot of similarities just from me giving back to our people, me speaking up, telling the truth, me switching my style up, making songs to where I'm actually talking about everyday life, what's going on around us, how the police system is, how the justice system is. I'm going to start making songs more like Pac. I want to pick up where Tupac left off at. That's my main focus and goal right now, to pick up where he left off at, to pick that torch up out of the road that's been sitting in the road for years and light it back up and continue to tote it. And I'm also doing it for my little cousin who passed away back in 2019. I stopped writing music back in, I want to say 2016. I stopped writing music back in like maybe 2016. My little cousin at the time, he was living in Montgomery. So he was constantly making music. He was making music, shooting videos. He was doing way more than I had ever done with my music. So I stopped writing. It got to a point where I stopped writing. I stopped caring about it. I just let it all go. My little cousin ended up passing away in a car wreck. And when he passed away, it was like a fire was lit inside of me. Like, I can't explain it. It was, the best way I can explain it is really on some anime shit. Like how you're struggling through the whole entire fight. You're struggling. And right when you give up, something happens. And when it happens, you snap and you break past your barrier that you've been struggling with for 6-7 years. You break past that barrier and 6 more barriers beyond that, and people are looking at you now like damn, like what the fuck, like what, where did that come from? Like, you've been holding that in this whole time. You just not want to let it out. That's how I became, you know. Once he passed away from a car wreck, he wasn't driving, he was a passenger. He was a passenger. His friend was the one driving, but his friend was drunk, and his friend ended up having a car accident that took the lives of both of them. So I was devastated, man. I really was devastated. To this day, I'm still devastated, just because my little cousin, his mom was my dad's sister. So, you know, it's like 10 or 11 of us. It's like 10 or 11 of us. So we all grew up at grandma's house together during the summertime, you know what I'm saying, when we were little. So we little, it's 10, 11 of us at grandma's house together, and we playing outside, we playing hide and go seek, we playing basketball, we getting in trouble, it's all of us together. It was like a brother and sister bond. It got to the point to where 2-3 years later down the road, people that used to see us all the time, they would even be like, aren't y'all brothers and sisters? Like, y'all got the same mama and daddy? And we would be like, no. And then, and their first response to be like, I'm so sorry. Y'all so tight and close together. Like, every time I see y'all always together. Y'all always got each other back. I just knew all of y'all were brothers and sisters. And we were like, nah, we're not brothers and sisters, but we're brothers and sisters. You feel me? So that's how that situation went. But back to my Tupac story. So I seen a video today. Well, let me go back a little bit further. So as I was saying, I've always wrote music at work, no matter what. If I find a piece of paper on the floor, I'm picking it up, I'm brushing off, I'm writing down some lyrics. It doesn't matter what it is, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. If I have the time to do it, I'm going to do it. So I write down whatever comes to me. Sometimes it's not a lot. Sometimes I get the ball rolling. I stop. I wait till I get home. And then when I get home, I finish it up. Sometimes I write the whole entire song, maybe 2 verses, get home that weekend, add maybe another verse to it, and you know, now it's done. So today, when I was logging on to YouTube, like I was saying, Tupac was giving an interview. He was walking on Venus Beach with this lady, and they were talking about all the jobs he had in the past, places he worked. And what caught my attention, because I always tell people, like, I'm going to be the next Pac. It got to the point where I listened to nothing but Tupac songs for like 3-4 weeks straight. That's all I would play. Waking up in the morning at 3 o'clock, I'm playing Tupac. Coming home, I'm playing Tupac. I get home, I'm playing Tupac. It got to the point where I was almost studying Tupac like I was studying the Bible, just so I could take a peek into his mindset to see what his mindset was, just so I could listen to him and understand his pain, just so I could try to relate to everything that he's saying, just so I could kind of mentally prepare myself and put myself in a mindset like, if I'm going to take over and be his apprentice, I have to learn how to do this. I have to learn how to change my mindset. I have to learn how to switch it up. I have to learn how to not be afraid and speak about what's going on around me, speak about what I see. I have to learn how to do that. And I've been holding off on doing that just because I guess I've been scared of the backlash responses that I might get from people on social media, from people around me, from some of my peers. But now that I've gotten to this point in my life, if I'm really going to try to be the next Tupac, or if I'm really going to try to be the apprentice of Tupac, then I have to get this, you know, this barrier broken down. So he's giving the interview, he's talking. And what caught my attention, it was like, damn, like, you know, me and Pac really are the same. He told her, he said, I worked at a pizza place for, I think he said, maybe a month or two. He said, I worked at a pizza place for like a month or two, making my own pizzas. And he was like, you know, I would eat the toppings, I would bring pizzas home. Then he said, I worked at a grocery store. Listen to me. He said, I worked at a grocery store bagging people's groceries. And he said, I got fired because they caught me writing lyrics by the time clock. And when he said that, I paused and it was like, what? Because automatically I thought of myself when he said that. He was like, they fired me because they would always catch me writing lyrics by the time clock. And I was like, you know, just, it was like, oh no, I can't explain. It was like something, chills came over me. Something touched me. Kind of like, it was almost in a sense of, you're headed in the right direction. Keep pushing, like, we're not so different after all. It was one of those feelings. It was a feeling like, we're not so different after all. Just keep pushing in the right direction. You're on your way, I promise you. Just give it some time, just keep pushing. I did the same thing that you're doing. That's the feeling that I got. The same thing you're doing, that's what I used to do. And look what I got. Besides me being killed out of hatred and jealousy, look at all what I accomplished. Look at all what I did. Because whenever something came to my mind, I did the exact same thing you were doing. And that, man, I almost cried. I was like, damn, man, for real? And he was like, yeah, you know, I'm by the time clock, I'm writing down my rhymes, you know. I was like, I do that shit now, bro. I've been doing that shit for years. I've been doing that shit for 7-8 years now. And I'm just now seeing this video. This video has been up for years and years and years. But I'm just not seeing that video today. I will always glance at it, you know, but I never really think nothing of it. I always glanced at it and looked at it, but I never really thought nothing of it. And so this morning, something told me, click on the video, watch it. And I just automatically clicked on it without even thinking about it, hesitant. I just seen it, clicked on it, played it. And he said that part, and I was like, damn, you know, it was kind of like a wake-up call, like, you're close, you're on your way. But that's going to be the end of this podcast, man. I just wanted to share that little information with y'all, because I know a lot of people didn't know that I write music and I'm a music artist. At the moment, I'm still currently working on a lot of songs. Writing music and recording music, man, it is so time-consuming. I'm telling you, it is time-consuming. And I want everything to be as perfect as I can get it. But I promise you, when I do get everything together and I drop stuff, I will let you know. I'm going to try my best to place it on Spotify, Apple Music, of course YouTube, and I'm going to place it on YouTube for you people to go and look. And if you want to go check out the song that I did to California Love, go to YouTube and type in A as in apple, B as in boy, S as in snake, ABS, and then put taking over. And it should be like maybe the third or the fourth video. I mean, it's gonna be a black dude on there with, you know, with a hat and a shirt on. You know, it's, you'll be, I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all could tell what a studio background looks like, you know, but it'll say it on there. So if y'all go like, subscribe, and share, man, please, just, that would mean so much to me in the journey that I'm starting to take, and in the journey that I'm starting to, you know, take off in. That would mean a lot to me, man. That's all I got for now, man. Manifestation out.